If you struggle with cravings, try this one thing. So firstly, I want you to ask this question. How long does the urge actually last for? Like when you get this craving, when you get this urge, how long does it last for? Do you even know how long it lasts for? Is it in your head? Is it on your body? Where does this craving come from? Where actually is it? Just be present with that thought right there. And then consider that if we don't know how long it lasts for, wouldn't it be fun to find out? Should we be more curious and go, does it last a day? If I just sit there with this craving, does it go away? How do we know? Or do we just feed the craving? And on that note, when I speak to a lot of people, the craving that they have doesn't really go away. They just feel bad. They just feel rubbish. They don't even enjoy satisfying or perceived satisfying the craving, which is fascinating. So when you put it that we've got a craving, we try and feed the craving, but we just feel rubbish and we still kind of have the craving because even one chocolate bar, potentially you still got the craving. And if you didn't enjoy it anyway, you've got to ask the question, when you've got certain cravings, would it be easier, if it's not going to solve the craving anyway, we might as well sit with it. Like if what you do to try and satisfy the craving doesn't actually solve the craving, will anything actually even solve it anyway? And is it like, I'm just going to have to sit with this? And if I'm going to have a craving anyway, I might as well choose the option that gets me the better results long term. Something to think about today. And I speak to people, a lot of people around cravings, and it's like during menstrual cycle, and people will say like, nothing I do gets rid of my cravings. Because, you know, there's studies where it says they gave people 200 calories of chocolate, and this seemed to be beneficial in terms of people sticking to the diet. They also gave people more protein, which is obviously a big one in terms of keeping you full for longer, more satisfied. However, you know, you've got to think with research, it's always a bell curve. There are outliers. And then some people will say, literally, if you give me 200 calories of chocolate, I want more. It doesn't satisfy my craving. Then it comes to the question of what would actually satisfy your craving? I'm not so sure. What will? Other than I feel rubbish, I don't even want it. I just kind of feel I need it. Then it comes to habit. And something we tried, and it was like a sit with. How long does the craving last for? Where is it? In your head, arms, shoulders, knees, toes? Wouldn't it be fun to find out how long it lasts for? What if it didn't last as long as we thought? But we're so keen on trying to satisfy it. And then we just feel rubbish. We kind of just feel rubbish anyway. We've still kind of got the craving. We could eat 3 chocolates, 4 chocolates. But then the question becomes, is the fourth, is the third as good as the first? Probably not. And it comes back to making the decisions that we want to enjoy. A lot of questions in there, and I'll leave you to think about that. Quite intense for a Saturday morning, 2 minutes. But I will leave that with you today, because these... being helping with cravings, our relationship with food, is very much a game of asking good questions, calling out the monkey on your shoulder that keeps saying, one won't hurt, and one won't hurt, but the mindset of one won't hurt is what can be challenging. So I hope that helps. Surf the urge, see how long it lasts for, where is the urge, where is the craving, does anything actually satisfy anyway, or do you actually just feel rubbish afterwards? They're the questions. Have an awesome day, and I will see you.